Hi, Merry Christmas. My name is Baron Barroza, and I'm a district administrator in the Hawaii State Public Library System. One of my favorite holiday books is A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, and I'd like to share one of my favorite passages. This part takes place right after Ebenezer Scrooge is visited by the three spirits, and he was a changed man. He wakes up and finds himself in his own bed and in his own room. Best and happiest of all, the time before him was his own, to make amends in. I will live in the past, the present, and the future, Scrooge repeated, as he scrambled out of the bed. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. O Jacob Marley, heaven and the Christmas time be praised for this. I say it on my knees, old Jacob, on my knees. He was so fluttered and so glowing with his good intentions that his broken voice would scarcely answer to his call. He had been sobbing violently in his conflict with the spirit, and his face was wet with tears. "They are not torn down," cried Scrooge, folding one of his bed curtains in his arms. "They're not torn down, rings and all. They're here. I am here. The shadows of the things that would have been may be dispelled. They will be. I know they will." His hands were busy with his garments all this time, turning them inside out, putting them on upside down, tearing them, mislaying them, making them parties to every kind of extravagance. "I don't know what to do," cried Scrooge, laughing and crying in the same breath, and making a perfect Laocoon of himself with his stockings. "I am as light as a feather. I am as happy as an angel. I am as merry as a schoolboy. I am as giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody. A Happy New Year to all the world." He had frisked into the sitting room and was now standing there, perfectly winded. "There's the saucepan that the gruel was in," cried Scrooge, starting off again and going around the fireplace. "There's the door by which the ghost of Jacob Marley entered. There's the corner where the ghost of Christmas Present sat. There's the window where I saw the wandering spirits. It's all right. It's all true. It all happened." Really, for a man who had been out of practice for so many years, it was a splendid laugh, a most illustrious laugh, the father of a long, long line of brilliant laughs. "I don't know what day of the month it is," cried Scrooge. "I don't know how long I've been among the spirits. I don't know anything. I'm quite a baby. Never mind, I don't care. I'd rather be a baby." "What's today?" cried Scrooge, calling downward to a boy in Sunday clothes who perhaps had loitered in to look about him. "Eh?" returned the boy with all his might of wonder. "What's today, my fine fellow?" said Scrooge. "Today?" replied the boy. "Why, Christmas Day." "It's Christmas Day," said Scrooge to himself. "I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night." That's a passage from A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Thanks for listening, and remember, you can check out this great book at your local library.